there, Sacred Seekers. Welcome to Madame Molly's Podcast and Ponderings. This is the place where magic happens. Be sure to tune in to find out what's going on in Madame Molly's world. Want to know what's going on in Madame Molly's world? Well, this is the place where I share my musings and my ponderings and my random thoughts and my ramblings. And most of those are about magic, shamanism, witchcraft, spells, divination, tarot, paganism, esoteric and mystical practices and thoughts, healing, wellness, Reiki, and whatever else crosses my mind. So if you're curious like I am, this is the place to tune in. I'll be looking for you at Madame Molly's. So how many of you have heard about the power of intention and spell work? Probably everybody. Or the power of intention in your prayer work. And it depends on your perspective and what point of view you're coming from. There's this idea that the only thing you need in order to affect a change or create magic or miracles or healings or whatever is that all you need is the power of your intent. Some cases, you know, the strength of your will. Depends on what your doctrine is or if you even have a doctrine, how you understand that. I want to talk to you about intention setting and how, yes, it is absolutely important to have both your intent and your will in line with what you desire. But that isn't the only thing that makes your magic or your prayers work. There's divinity or there's not divinity. It depends on how you see that. Magic can be done without any kind of belief or connection to a divine source. It's a way of getting yourself in the right space and recognizing your own innate power and your own ability to affect change in your life. But when you do have the power of divinity behind you, then you've got a little bit more going on. Don't mind any of the noise you hear going on in the background. I'm working on making bagels this morning while I'm talking to you. My intent this morning is to have some homemade fresh bagels. We'll see what actually happens. But see, this is where I'm getting at. Magic, prayer, things like that. If you want to make bagels, you follow a recipe that you know will result in bagels. If you want to make a baked ham, you follow recipes and you choose ingredients that you know are going to result in the baked ham that you desire. It's very similar with magic. Exactly the same, in fact, in my understanding. You gather your ingredients. That could be your tools, and they can be physical tools, or they can be intentional tools. I sometimes refer to that as my inner altar. I have a space within me that I can go to at any point. That was created through many, many, many different journeys into the other world and meditation, where when I am there, there is an altar that I can work at. I don't have any physical tools at that point, but physical tools aren't always necessary. Though, like I said, again, it depends on your beliefs, what your doctrine is, if you even have one. It is important to know what it is your final goal is going to be. If you're looking to set boundaries, which I've recently done, my husband and I purchased property a couple years ago, and we love the place we live, and our neighbor thinks she still owns it. She hasn't owned it in a little while. In fact, she lost the piece we're living on to the bank to prevent losing the piece she currently lives on. Someone else purchased it, and then we purchased it from them. She still acts as though she owns everything and allows people to believe she still owns everything and has been driving us nuts with the front gates. She locks them, she unlocks them, she complains about us leaving them open. She has a hay sales business, and rather than fencing her property and protecting hers, she expects that the gate that our property allows easement to her property through, that she has power over that. That isn't how that's working. So what we've done is we've not only set magical boundaries and created a spell that removes that from our experience. We've surveyed the land to determine what exactly is legally ours, and we're putting up a fence. That is an example of how you get all the ingredients together. And I know I'm rambling a little bit. We determined we purchased the land. We knew that. We did some research, found out that there had never been a recorded survey, so we got that done. And now we know where our boundaries are, and we can set them both in the physical world and in our magical realm. So now that we have an idea of where things are, in the physical world, we have a map drawn on the property. That's what a survey is. We can set those boundaries and so that they can be respected. When you're doing spells of any kind, you want to first determine what your outcome, your desired outcome is, whether you need any specific tools or information for that, or can you go into your inner altar and get that work done? Sometimes you actually have to do, actually almost every time you have to do work in the physical world. Healing spells, same thing. Working with a chronic illness or an intermittent sickness, you have to take action to heal yourself along with your magic, along with your prayers, along with your intentions. There needs to be some actions that are taken. The idea that some unknown force out there, all you have to do is like wish upon a star, wave your magic wand, and a miraculous healing will take place, isn't how it typically works. I have seen that happen, but I think that there was more to it. I think that probably seeking the alternative healing for that person was the final step in the physical world, where that person contacted a known practitioner, and that practitioner did the work necessary to facilitate healing in that other individual. I don't believe that there's a separation between action and intention when it comes to prayer and magic. I think they're intricately intertwined, and I think that I hear so many talking about their practices and talking about their beliefs, and they're not congruent with each other. I think we have a lot of people who are maybe new to the practice of energy manipulation, whether that's through Wicca or other pagan paths or other just magical paths, or prayer for that matter. I think there people are looking for something. Particularly during 2020, we had the pandemic, and there was a lot of fear going on for a lot of different reasons. I mean, it's not just the idea that there's a virus that could cause an excruciating death or not, and there's no real way to know who's going to be affected in what way. They have some ideas about it, but I don't think that we'll have any solid understanding of it until it's gone through several iterations of itself and mutated and changed and finally come to some sort of resting point, or we as a species have come to a place where we understand that it doesn't matter what our affiliations to ideals are, we have to get over that and work together to affect change and care for one another. Wow, that was a tangent, but I had to go there, I guess. So I guess where I was talking about the integration of your intent, your will, and your practices, or the actions that you take in order to affect the change in that energy. We know that energy is present. I don't think that we've ever really figured out how energy is created, what or who or why it was created. I mean, there's different theories. There's ideas about divine creation. There's ideas about, you know, it just sort of was a random happening in the universe. Sometimes we have ideas that there are no ideas about it, that all of the ideas are incorrect and wrong. It doesn't matter, really, how that energy became. It is there. And energy and the way it moves and the way it expresses itself is how we interact and understand our world. Now, this is what we know here on planet Earth, and relatively soon we're going to know more about our neighboring planets in the sense that we can go there and experience them. And what we'll know will be based on the experience of what we know here. There are other, many, many other planes of existence, I'm sure of it, and there's concepts about whether that's linear or circular time or simultaneously expressing. It doesn't matter. Knowing that what we know, our magic, is based on this particular plane of existence. We can travel to others, and ultimately when we leave this one, I think we'll go somewhere else. I'm not positive. I don't have a recollection of having been somewhere else or having gone somewhere else. Or does anybody? We have people who talk about near-death experience, and that's not a death experience. Because if you come back to this plane of existence and you continue walking around, then you have not completely died. Because your vessel, or if you're a walk-in, the vessel you chose to jump into is still here experiencing everything with the understanding that we have from this plane of existence. Gosh, I don't even know where I was going there. I guess I'm just rambling this morning. Thinking about these bagels, and I'm not getting too far. Got to take my medication, which is, you know, to keep... That's the action I take to go along with my alternative healing practices. To keep me in a more healthier state. More healthier. Keep me in a healthier state so that I can experience the world around me. Excuse me, I gotta drink that water with that medication. This afternoon I have an appointment. Go talk about water drinking and water letting. Make sure that I'm healthy in those respects. So it's, again, back to taking action. I guess I'm done with that talk. Welcome to my TED Talk of rambling redonkulousness. So today I'm making the bagels, and husband has gone to town to pick up more T-poles, put up fence. Hopefully he'll have some help come out and help him. I've been spending a lot of time on Witch Talk, TikTok. I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm bagging on anybody, but come on, guys. There's a lot of people out there claiming to know a lot of stuff. And I know TikTok is a, you know, 60-second max, but there's a lot that you probably really need to not say, or really make sure that you preface it with 60 seconds isn't going to be a full explanation of anything, and even then it's going to be malleable or rigid, whatever the hell your dogma is. So I guess I'm just going to keep moving on with today. I did let you know I was on TikTok. I haven't posted anything there. I don't know that I ever will. I enjoy watching the little videos and whatnot. I am not necessarily a fan, like I said, of the witch talk and all that. Because there's a lot of shit on there. It's a lot of bullshit. There's a lot of bullshit everywhere. But at least when you're on forums that have a broader expression. And by that I mean, you can speak longer, video longer, or, you know, use text to tell your story. You could get a much broader view of what's actually happening and what that person believes and what their practices are. TikTok is a good way to get a snapshot of what they don't know. Anyway, it is entertaining. Last year I've been home, working from home on my day job. I haven't done any readings in person for over a year. I'm not going to yet. Family's still working on getting all the vaccinations. Doesn't matter whether you believe or don't believe in the vaccination. My family is choosing to be vaccinated. To see if that allows us to get to back to some sort of normalcy. I mean, for a year, because of the medication I take, I have been pretty much at home. Any kind of interaction I have with people is on through the computer or on the telephone. Nobody comes to my house if I can help it, because I don't want to bring in any outside influences that may affect me personally in a negative way, cause me to be very ill, potentially live a life of complication. I don't need that. I already got Crohn's disease. That is a life of complication. I don't need to add any respiratory complication or anything else to it. I'm just now finally figuring out how to manage Crohn's. So that's where that is. My daughter's had her vaccination, working on getting a vaccination for my husband. He's very healthy, but I also know that in his past, he used drugs, he smoked, he drank a lot, and who knows? Who knows what's compromised or not compromised within his systems? That's the thing about this. Nobody really seems to know. They have ideas. Hopefully in May, I'll be able to start seeing people again. I'd like to reach back out to the Strega shop and maybe do readings there. But that I don't really have a whole lot of control over who I encounter, because it's not my space. But I do want to get back out in the public and starting to read for others. I do it over the phone. I do it with video chat. I can do email readings, but that does take actually a lot more time than I like to put into a reading. And it's not that I don't like to do them. I've done them many, many times and had some success with that. It's just I don't have the patience to sit down and write out an email to send to somebody. I guess I could record it. I have done those and send them that way. I could do those. If you wanted a reading, I could sit down, record the reading, and send you the audio or the video, and you could view it that way rather than a written email. That is a big option if you're interested in a reading that way. But those who are looking for physical face-to-face, that's coming soon. I'd like to say May, but that's, you know, dependent on everybody having their shots, everybody being willing to see me with their face mask on, because I do read from my space, and I want to ensure that everybody coming into my space is not bringing in any cooties. I mean, I'm already asking you to bring your virtual cooties so I can read them and talk to you about that. And I know how to protect myself in that way. But the physical cootie that's floating out there, that COVID thing, still wanting to keep away from it if I can. So there's that. And that goes, I'm going to bring that right back around to magic, because, you know, and healing and prayer, so many people have implemented all of those things in their quest to stay healthy in this last year and not contract a virus that may or may not kill them, may or may not even affect them, but may sit within their system and affect the next person they bump into. They've taken lots and lots of effort to use all different types of things to protect themselves. Like I said, whether that be magic, prayer, spells, however you want to view it. That's all great. But I know some who have not done any of that and have taken the route to protect themselves physically by, you know, taking precautions recommended by authority-type individuals and organizations, and they've been fine. Others haven't. I know that there are people who use exclusively alternative methods, such as magic and healing to protect themselves and don't take any precaution physically. There's no mask wearing, no hand washing, and no separation from others who potentially could be carrying it. And that hasn't worked super great either. So my thoughts are on this whole thing is to honor everybody and try to come to a place where you're taking action in all of those realms. You're reaching out to whomever is your divine source, if you have one, or reaching out and manipulating and affecting that energy yourself through your prayers and magic. You're also in this expression where energy is expressed as matter and it appears solid. You got to take action that affects the matter there, you know. Make sure you're not walking around with shit on your hands and rubbing your nose and your eyes. Make sure that you're covering your face so that when you breathe out, you're not breathing out the droplets that may cause the next person to succumb to this stupid shit. Get the vaccination. I know there's a lot of people out there saying that this vaccination has got all kinds of chips and DNA altering, blah, 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 whatever. I think as a species, we need to quit being so fucking stupid. I really do. I think we need to find a middle ground. We need to recognize that there's work to be done in other energetic planes, and there's work to be done in this plane, and that you have to marry them both. You have to marry them all in your practices. And you have to remember that our species is not a species that lives in harmony with anything as a rule. There's some romantic ideas that we do. There's romantic ideas that we have in the past. It's not what we do. As a species, we go and we take and we change our environment. It's very rare that we adapt to our environment. And when we do adapt to our environment, we don't completely become a part of our environment. We force our will on the environment around us. Doesn't matter what environment that is. You could be incarcerated in a cell, and we will take action to affect our environment. Even if it's just scratching until you have a small mark somewhere. We, as a species, feel the need to impose our will on everything around us. It includes each other. And rather than adapting to what's happening and trying to learn to understand it in all respects and honor all perspectives, because there's an infinite number of perspectives on any subject, yours is not fucking correct. Guess what? Neither is mine. Neither is Sally's. Neither is Bob's. All of those perspectives, all those infinite number of perspectives are relevant to the observer and can't be forced upon anybody else because nobody else can have that perspective. You can have a similar one. It can be close. But we've got to stop forcing ourselves on others. Stop this, everybody must be vaxxed. Stop this, nobody should be vaxxed. Just stop. We all need to honor each other's paths. We all need to do our research and take into consideration information. And there's a lot of crap information out there from everybody. And you've got to learn how to look at that and understand what can I do that is for the greater good and will not cause an infinite amount of harm if I decide to do something based on my desire to force my will, which is based on an idea, ideal opinion, or something of that nature that is subject to interpretation. I mean, we've got a lot of science out there, and I know a lot of people don't want to believe in science either. I don't know how you don't believe in science. Of course, people who don't believe in science and only believe in whatever it is they believe in don't know how I can't believe their point of view. I guess it's because science is you can replicate science, whereas beliefs that are intangible, unprovable, or can't be disproved in any way, that's just your perspective on the situation. I don't know, I'm going to stop talking, because I think I've just talked for the sake of talking this morning, and I don't know if I've said anything that really inspires anybody, or inspires me, or helps any situation anywhere. I haven't gotten my bagels done. I've been sipping my coffee, talking to you guys, and rambling, a little bit of ranting about things, a little bit of whatever. I think I'll end this by saying I'm coming back to the physical world soon for readings, but it'll be limited, very limited. Going forward, we're going into a new way of being, and there's a lot more virtual interaction in that. And that's where I stand. There's a lot more virtual interaction in that. I prefer that. I like the virtual interaction. It allows me to feel as though I'm taking action to protect myself. And even before COVID, I liked virtual interaction because as an empath, I like to protect myself. And sometimes having people within my energy sphere isn't a comfortable thing, and in fact can be very detrimental and promotes Crohn flares. So I want you guys to understand that going forward, we're not going back. Looking at this world as we are, we're not going back to where we were. We never can. There's no way. We can't go back to when our ancestors were living in the Ice Age. We cannot. We cannot live that way. Our environment is not that way. We cannot go back to when the Romans conquered the earth, or whatever, however you want to look at that. We can't go back to that point. We cannot go back to any point in our past. And we can't even stay in the present without recognizing that each moment of the present was the last future moment, the last moment's future. So we need to move forward. We need to recognize that COVID has forced our hand. We have to go forward. We have to make changes. We have to look at each other as valuable and important. We have to understand that each one of us is independent as well as dependent and interdependent upon one another. Just because you believe one way doesn't give you the right to impose that on anyone else. And just because I believe one way doesn't give me the right to impose that on anyone else. And I know me saying that we got to move forward is me attempting to impose my perspective, my point of view on you. But I don't see any way we can go back. We haven't learned how to time travel in that way, and I don't think time's really designed that way to go back. I mean, we can view it, we can record it, we can look back on it, but even then, you're only looking at a few perspectives of a few individuals who recorded their experience within it. I can look back on my childhood and I can feel very nostalgic and I can wish that I was a child again, but I'll never be that child again and things will never be the way they were. And best I can do is go forward, focusing on how I felt in the times that I felt the things I felt, and attempting to affect the energy around me, setting my boundaries, opening my gates and being inclusive, understanding who it is that I am and who those people around me are, and working towards a genuinely better world that doesn't include telling everybody what the fuck to do all the time. It doesn't matter who you are. I mean, we've got oppressed people everywhere, and we have oppressors everywhere. It's just, it's mind-boggling, and we're on the precipice of a new future. We're on the precipice of a new world. And that's how it's always been. We've always been on the precipice of a new world. Let's try to do it in a way that's least harmful to ourselves and anyone else. I'll talk to you all soon. I hope you got something out of today's mishmash of rambling. And I hope that I hear from you soon. Like I said, if you're looking for a reading, get a hold of me on Facebook at Madam Ollie's. Send me a message. And we'll work out a time when I can either do a phone reading or some sort of video reading, whether that's live or recorded. And we'll work together in that way. And we'll go forward. I hope you have a blessed day.